So on Monday, we saw a sugya in Masechet Pesachim on Daf Nun Tes, and the Gemara speaks about the possibility of violating the essay of Hashlama for the sake of someone who won't be able to eat his karban unless you allow him to bring a karban after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. And the Gemara there analyzes the sugya from the perspective of high essay, vahai essay, and which essay will overpower the other essay. And here Rashi says that in the case of this, again, the particulars of the case are not so important to us, it's a Mechusar Kippurim, and he has to bring many different karbanos. They only brought his karban shlamim, now they have to bring his covering chatos and ola in order to allow him to eat the basar, because he can't eat the basar right now. He's still considered a tameh. The process of tara is incomplete, even though he brought the carbon, but that's only one carbon. He needs more carbonos. And Rashi says that in this case, to allow him to eat the basar a carbon is a mitzvah sase doraisa. It's a fulfillment of a mitzvah sase. And Rashi takes us back to the original source for this mitzvah saseh of achilas kodshim, and that's a pasuk in Parashat Tetzaveh, v'ochlo osam asher kupar bahem, and the Gemara says in Chulin kuflamid beis, bailim ochlim is kohanim ochlim u'bailim ha'miskapim. And Rashi says that in this particular case of the el hamiluim in Parashat Tetzaveh, the bailim are the kohanim that are eating the karban. We spent a lot of time trying to work that out on Monday, how that clicks. But the bottom line is that Rashi insists that the Kohanim are the Bailim in this case, and that's an absolute identity. And they have a mitzvah of eating from the Basar Shlomim, in this case of El Miluim, and generating the Kapara. Rashi clearly holds, and that's the Pashas in the Gemara, that there's a mitzvah essay of Achilas Kodshim. And that's incumbent upon the Bailim. Again, in the case of El HaMiluim, it happened to be, coincidentally, that the Bailim were Kohanim. But normally, when we talk about Bailim, we identify Bailim with Yisraelim, non-Kohanim. But the Rambam doesn't seem to allow us to interpret the Gemara in that way, because the Rambam opens up Hilchos Maisa Korbanos, and he counts a mitzvah aseh incumbent upon the Kohanim to eat the basar of kodshei kodshim in the cases of chatos viola. I'm sorry, in case of chatos viyosham. The Rambam Perik Yud, Mihilchos Maisa Korbanos, is also outspoken about this. Perik Yud Alocha Aleph, the Rambam says, Achilas chatos viyosham mitzvah saseh. And he quotes the same pasuk as Rashi, Shenemar viochlo osom asher kupar bahem, hakonim ochlim, ubailim miskaprim. So it's the achilas hakohanim in these cases of chatos v'yoshim, which is called kodshi kodshim, that generate the kapora. That's where the mitzvah lies, in the achilas kohanim. The Rambam likewise in Sefer Mitzvahs, we saw last time, we'll come back to it over and over again, because every time you see it, it becomes a little clearer. The Rambam Mitzvah Sase Peites writes, he should siva hakohanim lechol basar kodshim. So first of all, the Rambam limits this mitzvah to kohanim. Then when he gets to kodshim, he limits it. Gedalia, you weren't here on Monday, were you?
No.
So do you want to get the first four pages of the Maamar Kohanim? Well, what is your first page here? Five? Oh, you got it. Very good. So you have it. So where's page five?
It's also here.
Yeah.
You're on page five?
No. I don't know where I am, but I just want to know that you have... Yeah. You should have now, I think, what is it all told? 10 pages? Well, what's the last page?
All right. Six is the last page here.
So you should have, there's another section called 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, now you have the whole set.
Okay.
So the Rambam says that the mitzvah achilas kodshim is incumbent upon kohanim. And then the Rambam says, what kind of kodshim are we talking about? Klomar, says the Rambam, hachatos va'osham shehem kodshe kodshim. So the Rambam clearly limits this mitzvah of achilas basar kodshim in two ways. Number one, he limits it to kohanim, and number two, he limits it to kodshei kodshim, meaning chatos v'yoshav. V'husha amar yis'ale v'ochlu osam asher kupar bahem. And this pasuk is referring to kodshei kodshim. Again, it's a little bit complicated, and that we discussed on Monday. We're not going to go through that again, because the actual case in Parashat Tetzav is El HaMiluim, which is technically a Korban Shlomim, but the Torah elevates it to the status of Kodesh Kodashim, Kodshi Kodshim, and therefore the mitzvah of Yachlu Osam only applies in Kodshi Kodshim, and in Kodshi Kodshim only the Kohanim are allowed to eat it. So the mitzvah of eating an Achila Sheyesh Ba Kapara is incumbent upon the Kohanim. And that applies only in Kodshi Kodshim, according to the Rambam. So the question that's asked here, and that's the Likutei Halachos of the Chofetz Chaim, is how's he going to explain our sugya? Our sugya claims explicitly that there's a mitzvah saseh of achilas psar kodshim that's incumbent upon a Yisrael, on the Bailim themselves. In the case of the Gemara, it's talking about Mechusa Kampara. How would the Rambam square with that Gemara? So based on this question, the Chofetz Chaim comes up with a brand new definition of achilas besar kodshim in the case of Bailim. And he says that Eino Chinami, the Gemara did not have in mind a mitzvah of achila, but rather there's a mitzvah called havas hakarban kitikuna. And this you'll see if you want to take a look, if you possibly want to underline it. On page 1, all the way in the bottom, the last two lines on page 1, that the essay is a mitzvah's essay of havas karvanos. Those are the words that you want to underline. And it comes out the following, that when a person has an obligation to bring a karban, he wants to make sure that the karban, and he has to make sure that the karban is brought according to all the rules and regulations of a karban, whatever the Torah requires in a karban, culminating with the achilas habasar. And of course the Torah has a certain allotment, how long you're allowed to eat the achilas habasar. For example, in the case of kodshi kodshim, it's yom v'layla. That's only for kohanim. In the case of kodshi kodshim kalim, it's going to be 2 days and one night. Every single category of karban has its own time allotment for achilas habasar. But whenever that time allotment comes to its fruition and it terminates, that's when the mitzvah of havas hakarban comes to its culmination. So the Chofetz Chaim is saying the following, that unlike Rashi, who learns and bases himself on Parshas Tetzava, that the Ochlu Osam Asher Kuparhem is a mitzvah incumbent upon the Bailim, not just upon the Kohen, and Rashi is able to expand that pasuk to include the Bailim, because Rashi holds that Aaron Ubanov, when they ate from the El HaMiluim, they ate B'Torah's Bailim. The Rambam never accepted that. The Rambam assumed that the achila of Aaron and Ubanov was not B'Torah's Bailim, but B'Torah's Kohanim. And therefore the mitzvah of achilas basar, in this case kodshim, again because the Torah elevated it to kodshim, is incumbent upon Kohanim, and not beyond that. Comes along the Chofetz Chaim, and he says, what's the Rambam going to do with our sugya and psachim? He's going to have to expand the definition of the mitzvah of havas karbon, and whenever the Torah commands me to bring a karbon, for example, in the four cases of Zav, Zov, Yoledes, and Mitzora, they have to complete their Tara process when they bring their Korbanos. And that's part of the mitzvah of Havas HaKorban. It's not a mitzvah of Achila. Achila is just one detail in a whole Marechet of all kinds of Pu'ulot and all kinds of Maisim and Avodos and so forth and so on. Now, the last point that we made in Shia, when we finished on Monday, was that there are a lot of indications from Shas that would support Rashi, and that there is a mitzvah of achilas basar kodshim, and that's what the Gemara Pesachim is referring to. Now the question is, we have to go back to the drawing board. So how do we square that with the Rambam? The Rambam clearly says in mitzvah peites, and we saw it in a number of other places, that the mitzvah is incumbent upon kohanim and not on the bailim. It's only in kodshim kodshim. So here's where we ended off on page 5, the bottom of page 5, on Yom Sheni. And we started with a chiddush of the tzlach in Beitzah, which is the note of Yehuda, and he reflects on the nature of Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam. And based on his analysis of the Shroshim, and what we're going to say now is important for many, many different discussions in Shas, lav dafka about Achilas Kodshim, that the Rambam has two categories. He has one category which is strictly a mitzvah. In other words, it fulfills all the requirements of a mitzvah. You can point to a pasuk in the Torah as a source, and that mikra, with an aleph at the end, that mikra is going to be a mitzvah counted in tayyah. Then there's a different category, and it's also Doraisa. Don't misunderstand. If it's the Rabbanon, that's the first of the Shroshim of the Rambam, that we don't count the Rabbanons in the Taryag, against the Bahag. But even though it's Doraisa that Tzlach claims, if it's not right there in the Pasuk, it doesn't get counted as one of the Taryag. And only that which is explicit in the Mikra warrants counting it as a tariyag. But it's still a doraisa, but it's not a mitzvah per se, in the classical sense. And the Tzion LeNefesh Chai wants to apply that concept of the Rambam in Sefer Shroshim to the case of Achilas Kodshim, in the case of Kodshim Kalim, on the part of the Baal of Yisrael. And he wants to say the following. Enoch Hidami, the Rambam would agree that that's a mitzvah doraisa, but he doesn't count it in tariyag. Why? Because in Taryag, we only go back to the Mikra, and what it says in the Mikra is V'yachlu osam asher kupar bahem, which means kohanim ochlim u'bailim iskaprim. The bailim are on the receiving end, they're sort of on the passive end. And the active achila is V'yachlu osam kohanim. That's what the Gemara says explicitly in Chulin. Anything beyond that, if you want to expand the mitzvah beyond what it says in the Torah, you can do so if you have reason to do so and sources to do so, and it's doraisa, but it's not counted in the tariyag. Fine. Now we see that the tzlach has a mitzvah of achilas kodshim, which applies even to bailim, even according to the Rambam, but it's not counted in tariyag. But the tzlach doesn't give us a clue as to what the nature of this mitzvah is. Is he assuming the tzlach that this is part of the mitzvah of Havas HaKarmon, the way the Chafetz Chaim said it? Because if that be the case, it's a little bit dochak. You know, the tzlach is trying to say that it really should be counted in the taryag as a separate mitzvah. But it's not for a technicality, namely because it's not mefurish b'kra. That certainly is not the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim is broadening our definition of Havas HaKarmon. There's no mitzvah of Achila per se. Achila is a detail and a pe'ula like many, many other pe'ulas of Shechita and Zrika and Kabbal Saddam and whatever the Avodas are. Here in the Tzlach, you get the impression that it really should be counted as a mitzvah say. And the Rambam would also agree that we would count Achilas Kodshim even on the part of the Bailim Yisraelim as part of the mitzvah, even in Kodshi Kalim. But for whatever reason, it's not in Taryag, and therefore the Tzlach says, learn the Shroshim of the Rambam. So we found, and this is on the bottom of your page 5, there's a super commentary on the Shagas Aryeh called the Kuntres Achron. And he has a different take, which again, I don't know if this is what the Tzlach had in mind, but why not use it if we can? Because the Tzlach doesn't give us a clue. And he says the following, that there's something called a mitzvah nigreret. Okay, the Lashon Grera, it's schlepped along. And he wants to suggest the following, that even though the mitzvah of achila, in terms of besar kodshim, according to the Rambam, is incumbent upon kohanim and kodshim kodshim, but nevertheless there's a mitzvah hanigreres, which is also a mitzvah of achila hakarbon, and that applies to the Bailim Yisraelim, even in kodshim kalim. And if you take a look at his language, he says the following, and this is on the bottom of your page 5. He says that on the one hand, you have the avodos, and every carbon has its mitzvah avodah. So, for example, in the case of Shlomim, like any other carbon, you have four categories of avoda. But then he says there's a separate mitzvah that emerges independent of the avodos, and it's not like the Chofetz Chaim would have it part of the avodos hakarbon. She ochel habasar. It should be eaten as a mitzvah sachil. And he says that although it's lacking a certain primary status, it has a secondary status. That's called negreris. What's the primary achilas besar kochim? That's called an achila hamichaperis. Right? The pasuk says, v'ochlu osam asher kupar behem. Only the kohen has the capability, the capacity to eat an achilas basar kochim that generates kapara on behalf of the bialim. But Yisrael cannot do so. So Yisrael has a mitzvah to make sure that the carbon is eaten. It's a mitzvah achila. It's not part of the avodas hakarbon. It's not included in the mitzvah of avodas hakarbon. It's a separate, independent mitzvah. But why is it less significant, if you will, than the mitzvah that's incumbent upon kohanim and kochim and asher v'chatos? That's because it doesn't contain within it that extra element that the Torah isolates and the Torah singles out as a very dramatic and profound element in the achila, namely v'kupar b'hem, that kohanim ochlim u'bailim miskaprim. So the bailim have a mitzvah achila, but the kapara in the karbon is generated by the achilas hakohen. So the achilas kohen becomes the mitzvah ha'ikris, if you want to call it, the main mitzvah. That's going to be counted in Taryag as a separate mitzvah. Then we have a mitzvah nigreres, which is, again, if I could use the word in Yiddish, nachschlepper, you know, it schlepped along, and that's the mitzvah of the Yisraelim to eat the basa, but it's a separate mitzvah of achil. So now, Rabosai, when we go back to the Gemara Pesachim, we basically have a three-pronged attack, three ways of learning the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara says that we should violate the Iser Hashlama based on the essay of Achilas Bsar Kodshim, which can only be, in that particular scenario, can only be fulfilled if we undermine the mitzvah of Hashlama vis-a-vis the Tomin Shel Bein Arbayim. And we have three understandings. Rashi understands V'yachlo Osam Asher Kupar Behem is a mitzvah Achilas Bsar Kodshim incumbent upon the Yisraelim no less than the Kohanim. The Rambam says no. There's no mitzvah on the Yisraelim at all. So the Chafetz Chaim says, okay, there's no mitzvah achila on the Yisraelim, but they have a mitzvah of karbon. And that's what the Gemara meant. It really forces you to take a very loose, liberal understanding of the Lashon HaGemara high essay. It's not an essay of achila, it's just a general essay of karbonos. The Kuntres Achron, on the other hand, and I think this might be very much in line with what the Tzlach was implying, is that even the Rambam agrees that there's a mitzvah doraisa incumbent upon the Yisraelim of Achila. But it's a secondary mitzvah. What makes it a secondary mitzvah? We called it a mitzvah nigreres. The fact that it doesn't have within it the kapar. And now what I did was, okay, we'll turn to page 6, but what I did myself was I went back to the Rambam, and I read the Rambam another time, and all of a sudden, it occurred to me that there's a line in the Rambam that it's very easy to overlook, but now I think it becomes primary. After the Rambam opens up Mitzvah Peites, Shetziva Kohenim Lechol Besar Kodshim, Klomer Chatos V'yoshim Shem Kodshim Kodshim Kodshim, V'hu Amro Yisal V'yachlo Sa'asar Kupar Behem. Then the Rambam goes on to say, and there's a long arichas here, he says, Omnom, however, Shar Kodshim, Klomer Kodshim Kalim, and he goes on to say that they have an allotment of 2 days and one night, and he talks a little bit about the Korban Todah, the El Nazir, and so forth and so on. And then listen to the punchline here. V'achilosam, again, he's specifically speaking about Kodshim Kalim, that Shlomim, Achilosan Gamkein. He, okay, Gamkein he what? What word would you add in? Gamkein he mitzvah, correct? That's the word mitzvah. And the Rambam writes, Vachilosam Gamkein he nigreres achar mitzvah. So it's beautiful. The Rambam is now dragging in the achila of kachim kalim, which is again going to be achila of the Israel. Again, chazim is shok is eaten by the kohen, but that's the Torah's fight in the skuna. But as far as the achilas pesach kachim is concerned, in the case of shalom, that's achilas hayisrael abaylim. Gam kein he. Now, if I cross out two words, he mitzvah. But the Rambam says gam kein hine achilasam. He doesn't say he mitzvah, he doesn't go that far, because then he's going to be so sure everything that he presented before, and then the mitzvah peites here of Achilas Pasuk Kodshim should include not just the Kohanim in Chatas V'Yosha, but also the Israelim in Shlomim. That the Rambam doesn't want to say, because again the Rambam is bound, as the Tzlat says, by the Pasuk. The Pasuk is talking about the Achila that generates a Kapara. The Israel doesn't have that, so the Rambam says, but he's Nigreris Achara Mitzvah. And according to the Tzlach, we could say that Nigreris Achar Mitzvah means the Mitzvah Doraisa. Don't think that this is some sort of rabbinic invention. But it's not counted in Taryag. It doesn't get that status of a Mitzvah unto itself. And what I'd like to do for most of the balance of today's discussion is to try to figure out, what does the Rambam mean by Nigreris? Meaning, Mimarashach. You know, I tend to like things that are either black or white. You know, this is like the gray area. If it's part of the mitzvah, then why do you call it nigreris? And why do you insist that the mitzvah is limited? And this Rambam repeats himself three or four times over and over again to achilas, kachi kachim, and kon. And if on the other hand you don't include it in the mitzvah, and that's what the Rambam indicates, so why is it nigreris? You know, what status does it have? So let's just summarize everything we've been saying for the last shiur and a bit. On the top of page 6, I wrote a kind of a sikum, that it comes out like this, that in the light of the Kutchus Achron that we just saw, and I think the same is true for the Tzlach, although the Tzlach is a little ambiguous about it, even the Rambam agrees to Rashi, fundamentally, that there is a mitzvah of achilas kachim, even in Shlomim, even in the case of Yisrael. But it's not included in the pasuk v'yachal osam asher kupar bahem. And therefore the Rambam considers it to be outside of the hekef, outside of the scope of the mitzvah as it's counted in Taryag, although it's a mitzvah nigreres, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And therefore we go back to the Gemara High Essay. We don't have to interpret it the way the Chofetz Chaim wanted to interpret it. We don't have to accept Rashi, first of all. The Rashi holds V'yachlo Soma Shakupabem is a separate mitzvah on the Bailim, and it's counted in Taryag as a separate mitzvah. That the Rambam would not accept. V'yachlo Soma Shakupabem is clearly limited to the Achilas Sheish Bar Kapor, which is only the Kohanim in the case of Chatas V'yosho. On the other hand, we don't have to go to the other extreme. Then I cut sell a cuts and say the Rambam is going to reinterpret essay as some sort of mitzvah of Havas HaKarbon, but it's not a mitzvah achila. But rather we can go with what I call the middle of the road. And the middle of the road is that Enochinami, the Rambam, accepts Rashi, that there is a mitzvah da'oraisa incumbent upon the Israelim to eat for the Basar Kodshim, but it's a mitzvah nigreris. It's not the mitzvah in the Torah itself, at least not explicit in the Torah, and therefore it's not counted in Taryag as a separate mitzvah. The mitzvah in Taryag is going to be limited to Kohanim, Shachilasam Mechaperes, but it's an essay. It's a mitzvah's assay. And we have to figure out what's the nature of that mitzvah's assay, and why it's only called a mitzvah nigreres, meaning, again, it's a mitzvah nigreres going to slachos. It's not mefurish in the pasuk. The achil lacks that luster, that power, that capability of generating kapara. But yet, it's a mitzvah doraisa. So we're going to try to see if we could work out the nature of mitzvahs achilas kachim, not the way the Chofetz Chaim understood it, but the way the Kutchus Achron understood it. That enochinami is a mitzvah achila, and the Rambam agrees to that. And the question is why? Okay. Now, I mentioned last time, I think, but just in passing, a parsha in Bamidbar in Korach. Do you remember this? The parsha in Korach, you know, there are a number of mitzvahs of Kodshin that are given after the whole episode of the rebellion of Korach and his death and so forth and so on. And one of those mitzvahs is the mitzvah of truma. Very interesting. You know, I can think of five different places in the Torah to look for truma, but the last place I would look is in Parashas Korach, and that's where it appears. And in that parasha, maybe Gedalia can trouble you to open up, if you don't mind, to Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Yuches, Pasuk Ches. And we're going to focus our attention on one particular word in that pasuk. Just one particular word. Thank you. And that word is L'moshcha. Okay, we'll read the pasuk. Vaydaber Hashem El Aaron Vanini Sein Yisati Lachem Es Meshmeres Chumosai L'chol Kodshei B'nei Yisrael L'chana Satim L'moshcha U'l'vanecha L'chol Kolam. So what does this word L'moshcha mean? So Rashi quotes a Gemara in Chulin, and the Gemara in Chulin says L'moshcha L'gdula. That somehow L'moshcha is L'gdula. What does that mean, L'moshcha L'gdula? So if you take a look at the original sugya in Masechta Chulin, and then we'll see the Rambam, the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah to eat the basar kodshim in a very special way, based on the word l'moshcha. And what is that way? So there are many different details. One is called tzli, that should be roasted. The other is with chardol. And the third is alasova. Now the Rambam codifies this in Hilchos Maisa Korbanos, Perek Yud Halacha Yud, and he writes the following. And I believe, I don't have a Gemara Zvachim here, I don't think in front of me, but
there's one ready.
Oh, you have one here? If you don't mind opening up to Ayin Hey, Omid Beis, if I can trouble you. Because it's the Mishnah Melech that sends us to that Gemara to answer a question on the Rambam. So let's put this on the side here for a minute. We can put this down here. Okay. Yeah, watch the TV. And the Rambam says the following, that when it comes to the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim, which again, according to the Rambam, is incumbent upon the Kohanim, he says, Mutal Lechos HaKodshim B'chol Machol. There are no strict rules about how to enhance the achil of kodesh. Perek Yud Halacha Yud, right? And he says that this is true both in kodesh kodeshim and in kodesh kalim, b'chol meichel. And he even goes out of his way to point out la'ochlam tsluyim shlukim uvushalim, and you can eat it whether you want to roast it or you want to cook it, anything is okay. So the Mishnah Melech right away points out what's going on over here. What happened to the din of L'moshcha? And he says, the Mishnah Melech, Kvar omdu atosus al zeh, b'perek hazro l'chayayim v'akeva daf kuf lamed beis. Now, then he writes, v'da, Shekosva Tosus Bepere Kol Azvachim Daf Ayin Hei Dira Maskel Bechor. So basically he sends us to two sources. One is in Chulin Kuf Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Okay, let's see what we can find here. Bezeyeh Mishpat HaKodem Yeis HaAm, etc., etc. Zrol Chayayim Vekeva. Okay, that's one pasuk. Then he quotes the other pasuk, Vaydav Hashem El Aaron Vani Hine Nasati Lachem Nasati Lachos Mishmeres Shumosai Lachol Kodshi B'nei Yisrael Lachon Nasatim L'moshcha. Says the Gemara, L'moshcha L'gdula K'derech Shamalachim Ochlim. That's the Gemara here. Now, what is the discussion of the Gemara here? The Gemara here is talking about truma and the way the Kohen should eat truma. And truma, of course, is representative of an entire category called Matnos Kohuna.
And Amar Rav Chisda, Matnas Kahuna, Einam Necholos El Tzli, V'Ein Necholos El B'Chardol. So this halach of Tzli and Chardol is explicitly mentioned by Truma and by Matnas Kahuna. And my timer, what's the basis for this din of Tzli and Chardol? Amar Kra L'Moshcha. This pasuk that we saw in Parshas Korach, Ligdula. Rashi goes out of his way to say, L'moshcha b'matnas kahuna k'siv. So our both side, what impression are we beginning to get here from this whole sugya, the way it's structured, the context in which this halacha of Ligdula is formulated, the way Rashi says that it's a din in matnas kahuna? What impression do you get, Rabosa? Is it a kodshim halacha or is it a matnas kahuna? Yeah, it seems like it's a separate halacha in matnas kahuna. And that's what Tosfos seems to point out over here in Zvachim. And we'll put this somewhere. And he says the following. Again, it's at the end of a long, long Tosfos. He says, V'ile inyan d'necheles b'tzliyo b'chardol k'nedarshina l'moshchul g'dua. Tosfos says, Hakeven de lav matnas kahunahi lo shayach be l'moshcha. The Tosfos is mamish explicit about this, that what we saw in the Rambam, and it seemed to be implied in the Gemara itself, and certainly Rashi's interpretation is explicit here in Tosfos, that whatever is not matnas kahuna is not included under l'moshcha. So that's what it says here in the Mishnah of Melech, that when the Rambam allows you in the context of the mitzvah achilas psar kodshim to eat it, shlokos, mevusholos, etc., he says the reason for this is because the Rambam only quotes the halacha l'moshcha in Perek Tes Mehilchos Bikurim, where he discusses the case of Bechar, and Bechar is one of the 24 matnas kahuna. And then in those cases, and in that context, ein akodim ochlim matanos el tzli bechardol, which is derived from l'moshcha. Ukvar ondu atos al zeb perek azroa, v'dasha kosv atos al perek kol azvachim. That bechar, that's already a din of matnas kahuna, and then it comes under the law of l'moshcha. So you have to go through the Mishnah Melech very carefully here. But the point I wanted to make is that in the light of this context, we come back to ask the following kash. The Rambam says that we bring the chagiga and eat its basar before we bring the Korban Pesach. With regard to this sequence, the Rambam says the sequence is critical because we want to get the belly filled up with what? With basar chagiga. And then he can eat the Korban Pesach ala sova. Not when he's absolutely hungry, but when his belly is almost filled. Again, it can't be an achila gasa, okay, but almost an achila gasa. So we ask the question, wait a minute, the Rambam is requiring achila la sova with regard to Korban Pesach, why not apply it to Chagiga as well? So the answer is going to be that Chagiga is basar kodshim, but it's not matnas kahuna. In the case of Bechar, Bechar has an additional dimension, in addition to above and beyond its status as kodshim, it's also matnas kahuna. And insofar as such, it requires ala sova, it requires bitzli of bechardol. All these special dinim to enhance and embellish the achila apply whenever the kohen is receiving matanos. But in the case of chagiga, that's not matnas kahuna. That's mishulchan gavah, because that means he's eating kachim midin kahuna, and it's a kachim halacha. That's not a matnas kahuna halacha. Again, Zor L'Chayayim is something else, but I'm talking about the Basar Kodesh. Therefore, the Rambam says that there's no din of ala sova with regard to Chagiga. Now, if that be the case, then Rashi and Chulin over there in that sugya that I mentioned before, Kuf Lamed Beis, is very meduyak. Because Rashi says the following, what happens to a Bechar Bal Mum? In the case of Bechar Bal Mum, the Yisrael has two options. He can either give it as a gift to the Kohen, and be Mekayim the Mitzvah of the Sina LeKohen, or he can decide once it's a Mum that he can eat it himself.
Again, there's certain limitations. He can't shear the what you call the wool off its back. He's a mavoda, but basically, as far as achil is concerned, it has a different status whatsoever. But Rashi goes ahead and he says the following: that if the Yisrael opts to give the b'char bal mum to the kohen, then the kohen has to eat it b'tzli u'b'chardol. But if he decides to eat it for himself, there's no din of tzli u'b'chardol. He can eat it b'chol matzav. You know, he can eat it b'vushal and so forth. And the answer is gufo what we're saying now, that if the whole halacha of embellishing the achila b'tzli u'b'chardol is only a din in Matnas Kahuna, then if he opts to give it over to the Kohen, is Nicha. But if he doesn't, then it loses its status as Matnas Kahuna, and therefore there's no din of Tzli and Chardol. So that I thought was very sharp.
Pesach is considered a Matnas Kahuna?
Oh, no, Pesach is not considered Matnas Kahuna, but since there's a separate mitzvah of Achila with regard to Pesach, so the Gemara darshins that Achila requires Sli, I mean that's in the Torah itself, and it requires Allah Sofa. So again, Rabbi Osei, if somebody tells you that the din of Allah Sova in Karban Pesach is a general halach in all of Kodshim, that whenever the mitzvah Achilas Kodshim applies, it kicks in, automatically there's a din of Allah Sova, so you'll bring him all these rayas. Number one, you'll bring him the raya from the Rambam Perek Yud Halacha Yud Milchus Maisa Karbonos. The Rambam limits this halacha only to Matnas Kahuna. And secondly, you'll quote the Rashi in Zvachim, and you can quote the Tosa in Zvachim, and you can quote the Gemara in Chulin, and you can quote the Halach of Chagiga, that there's no din of Alasova and Chagiga. I mean, all these are proofs that the Halach of Alasova and Korban Pesach is uniquely related to the Ochlus Abbasar Balayla Zeh. And it's a mitzvah of Achilas Besar HaPesach, not the Torah, the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim.
So if you eat Mevushon, you over on two mitzvahs?
Well, not really. I mean, it's the once you're being Mekayim in mitzvah Achila, there's a way of enhancing that Achila. But, you know, that's only a separate kiyum. But as far as violating some sort of Isa Doraisa, that's the case of Bishul. That's a separate violation of the Mice of Bishul, even if you don't eat it. But as far as the Achila is concerned, if you eat it Mevushol, then not only do you forfeit the mitzvah in general of Korban Pesach, but also... But again, it doesn't make any sense to add that to that, because if you've already forfeited the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach, I don't have to tell you that you forfeited that extra enhancement of Alasova. And as Alasova is another expansion of the mitzvah Achilas Besar Pesach, correct? So you're right. I mean, I don't need to quote the halacha of Lemashcha of Tzli and Chardol in order to enhance my mitzvah Achilas Besar Pesach through the mitzvah of Lemashcha, because the mitzvah Achilas Pesach itself has to be Tzli. But insofar as the halacha of Alasov is concerned, that the derech ha-malachim, you know, malachim are never hungry, they eat it at the end of the meal, that enhancement of Lamashcha will apply whenever the mitzvah Achilas Pesar Pesach kicks in. So again, if he cooks it, then he forfeits the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach, even violates the Nisra in the Bishul. Okay. Now, we ask the following question. According to Kuntres Achron, that the Rambam accepts the fundamental principle of Rashi, that there's a mitzvah achilas kodshim that's incumbent upon the bailim, even in the case of kodshim kalin, then why is that called a mitzvah negreris? How do you define, you know, the specific difference between counting the mitzvah of achilas besar kodshim on the Yisraelim as a separate mitzvah, as an ikar mitzvah, As Rashi derives from Yochlos HaMasher Kupar Bahem, and calling it a mitzvah negreris as the Rambam has. So for this Rabosai, we're going to learn the Beis HaLevi. This is a very famous Beis HaLevi. It's in two places. And I think it's almost a good way of starting Kodshim. It's like almost like an introduction to Kodshim. The Beis HaLevi starts with a sugya in Masechet Yuma on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. The sugya there goes through an entire history about lechem apod, how it was eaten, and how much of it was eaten. And the Gemara says that there was a bracha, there was a special miracle that even if the Kohen got a small, each Kohen got a small portion of the lechem aponim, nevertheless it was masbia, it satiated him. And all this continued until the death of Shimon HaTzadik. After Shimon HaTzadik, there was a me'era, there was some sort of a curse, and you know, if you got a small amount of the lechem aponim, if that Kohen was allotted a very small amount, then he did not feel satiated. And not only that, the Gemara says that that the Kohanim divide up into two groups. What's common to both groups, everybody, got only kipul halavon, a very small bean. That was the size of the portion of the lechem aponim that they got. And as we'll soon see, the Tosfos Yeshanim points out, it's less than a kezias. That's very important for us, because we have a universal principle of ein achila ela bekezias. And there was one group of Kohanim that were called tznuim, miloshen tzniut. And, you know, they weren't interested in grabbing on to this, you know, to this piece of, this very small portion of the lechem aponim. And they let the other Kohanim, you know, let them feast with the lechem aponim. They sort of withdrew. You know, Moshka Yedeim, the Gemara says, not the same word as Lamoshka here, Lagdula, that we said before, and they removed themselves from the Achilas Lechem Apon. So the Beis Halevi says the following. How could it be that the mitzvah of Lechem Aponim, which requires Achilas Alechem, could be fulfilled if each Kohen got Kippul? Kippul is less than Kizayis, and Ein Achila Pochus Mi Kizayis. And therefore, how do we understand this? So he sends us to the Tosfos Yeshanim, which is printed in Masechta Yoma on the page. So I'll just paraphrase the Tosfos Yeshanim. And the Tosfos Yeshanim basically says that even though there's no kiyum ha-mitzvah of achilas lechem aponim, in less than a kezias, because the principle of ein achila pochus mi kezias, nevertheless, there is a kiyum ha-mitzvah. So like, it's like the Tosfos Yeshanim contradicts himself in one breath. He says, mekol mekom havi mitzvah. John, you have that's a yuma in front of you?
Yeah.
Oh, let me borrow it, if you don't mind.
Borrow.
You're so good that you bring me this for him, and I just... So Tosfos Yeshanim says, "V'im Tomar came into Magiyim Kippul is Eich Mekayim in Mitzvah Achila." So Beis Halevi says, "What was bothering the Tosfos Yeshanim? Our kasha. How can you Mekayim in Mitzvah Achila in Lechem Aponim in less than a Kizayis? V'yesh Lomar Deloboi Kizayis Legamre." Once you hear the word Legamre, you know you're. You're in the twilight zone here. You know, you're in the gray area. Ela kizayis odif v'chashiva achila. He goes back and reiterates the premise of his halamina, that it's only considered achila if you eat a kizayis, but nevertheless he says, lo boy kizayis legamre. So the Beis Halevi wants to know what this is all about. By the way, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but remind me, I want to tell you something I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Salvechik, once. There's a Tosfos Yeshanim at the beginning of Yuma on Rebbe. Rebbe's Shita is a wild Shita. Yom HaKippur is Mechaper, Bein L'Shavim, Bein L'Sheinav Shavim. So the Tosfos Yeshanim says, Afilu, he says, even according to Rebbe, Ein HaKapar Kapar Gemur. So if you don't have tshuva, even Rebbe agrees there's a kapara, but it's not a kapara gemur. Again, that gray area. There is a kapara, there's not. So the Rav says this whole shtickle Torah about kapara satzivah versus kapara sayochid. And Rebbe's shita was that even if you didn't do tshuva, you're still part of the tzivah, and therefore you participate in the kapara satzivah, although certainly you don't have kapara sayochid, even according to Rebbe. Okay, that's in the tshuva drashas, you'll see Peli makes a big deal of that. So what is going on of this? Says the Beis Halevi, there's a fundamental difference between Achilas HaPesach and Achilas Shar Kodshim. Pesach has a separate mitzvah of Achila. The Ochlu es HaBosar B'Layla Azeh. And therefore, ein achila pachas v'kizayis. There's no way, no how, that you can fulfill your personal obligation in achilas ha-pesach without eating a kizayis. Masha einken, with regard to karbanos, there he says, the Beis HaLevi, that's not a mitzvah of achila per se, but rather it's a mitzvah k'shetehei besar ha-karbon ne'echal. She'i achel ha-karbon. Now here's where the dikduk of Lashon Kodesh is so meaningful, right? There's yochal or achal, and then there's ye'achel or nechal. In other words, it comes out according to Beis HaLevi that although the Torah says v'yochal osam asher kupar b'hem, this is the way I'm understanding the Beis HaLevi, that's only as far as kohanim are concerned, says the Rambam, and only as far as kodshin. Now we've expanded that mitzvah to include all achilas psar kodshim. Comes on the Beis HaLevi and says that's not a chovas gavra of a maisa achila. That doesn't require that you perform a maisa achila, which would definitely require a kizayis, but rather that the karban is nechal. So imagine if you have, you know, X number of kohanim and X number of kizaisim, and each kohen gets a half a zayis, kipul alavon, but at the end of the day, the entire carbon is nechal, then you mekayim the mitzvah. Again, the Beis HaLevi doesn't explain at this point, again, I want you to keep this in abeyance, why is it that the Tos Yishonim implies that there is a certain adifus, he says, right? That kizayis adif ole. Do you follow my point?
Mm-hmm.
That adif ole is a little bit strange because if the Beis HaLevi is reducing the entire mitzvah of achilas kodshim, with the exception of the mitzvah of ve'ochlo osam asher kupar mahem, to nechal, then what's the adifus? Then taka, what difference it make whether I eat X amount of the carbon or Y amount of the carbon?
The more you eat of it, the bigger your chelik in making sure that it was nechal. So that's
maybe
the adifus.
Maybe
not achil.
Maybe, but again, he's discussing here the mitzvah achil, and he says lo boy kizayis legamre, and he's talking about the mitzvah achil. Okay, I don't know. Let's leave that for a minute because that's, I'm just planting a seed. I want to let it let it grow, let it develop. Okay. So Rabosai, it comes out like this. According to the Beis HaLevi, what we have now is basically two paradigms, if you will, two definitions of mitzvah achilas psar kodshin. One is a chovas gavra and a maisa achila that requires a kizayis. And then there's a chovas chefer to make sure that the basar carbon is nechal. And insofar as nechal is concerned, all I need is the sum total, and there's no chovas gavra on any individual that he has to eat an achila sheyesh ba kizayis. Okay. Now, okay. So we'll come back to the tznuim in a minute because, you know, again, I'm planting a seed. I want to come back to this. It's a little bit odd that the tznuim mashkos yedeim. I mean, if we're saying that that's a kiyum of nechal, and that's a mitzvah d'oraisa, then why did the tznuim want to participate in that mitzvah? You know, lama lo not luchelik, but why were they so quick to give it up to the others? Okay. But I don't want to ask too many questions at once, because then you'll get the whole punchline of my shiur, and then there's no point to my shiur. But you may be already thinking where I'm trying to lead you. Okay. Okay. Now, the Beis HaLevi says that he has a raya. This you'll see on page 7 that I just gave out today. Okay, and this is a Gemara in Masechta Menachos. It's number Yud if you're following the text. Okay. One second. I think I skipped one thing here. Oh, I skipped one thing. There's a Gemara in Horios, which appears elsewhere in Shas, about a ochel es karbon pesach l'shem achila gasa. So again, the karbon pesach, as we said before, has to be eaten al asova, but not achila gasa. So the Gemara says that what motivated him to eat such an achila? L'shem anah. He enjoyed it. You know, sometimes people overeat, they gorge themselves. You know, I don't have to tell you. We're all guilty of this at one point or another. And we have no intention of fulfilling the mitzvah. Now, as you know, in the case of Karban Pesach, and the mitzvah achila for as an example of any mitzvah of the Torah, we're always going to have a major controversy about what? Every mitzvah of the Torah is subject to what great machlokas? Excellent. Mitzvah srichas kavod or ain't srichas kavod. Now, the Gemara in Masechet Horios is assuming that he ate the Karban Pesach alas b'achila gasa, and it was no element of kavana l'kiyum mitzvah. It was l'shem hanah. So if that be the case, then we understand why the Gemara thinks that maybe he's not yotze, because there's one man the Yom who says mitzvah is tzrichas kavana, and here he didn't eat it l'shem Pesach, l'shem mitzvah, but rather l'shem hanah. Oh. So the Beis HaLevi, in the same two places that I mentioned before, says the following unbelievable chiddush. He says that what the Gemara is vacillating about is whether or not he fulfills the mitzvah of achilas karban pesach. Because if I hold mitzvah srichas kavana, he didn't need a l'shem mitzvah. But he definitely is mekayim a mitzvah of achilas besar kodshim.
Yeachel.
Correct, because it's definitely a yeachel. In other words, you can vacillate back and forth in terms of mitzvah achila as a separate mitzvah. So if I counted mitzvah achila in the Taryag, I would definitely require, number one, achilas kezayis. Number two, I would require, according to one man, the Yom Kavana. But now that the mitzvah achilas kodshim is not part of Taryag, it's this mitzvah negreris, which means that the basar kodesh has to be a nechal, ha-basar ye'achel. So it's no longer a mitzvah that requires a kezayis, comes along the Beis HaLevi and he says, you no longer require kavana. And the entire discussion in the Gemara in Horios revolves around the issue of mitzvah sachilas besar ha-pesach as a mitzvah v'yochlo osom asher kuvar mehem. But insofar as basar karban pesach is no less than besar kodshim, and now that we've expanded the mitzvah to include the Yisraelim, so the Baal HaPesach, who brought this Pesach, is eating Shelo L'shem Mitzvah, okay, fine. So as far as V'yachlosam Bosa Asher, right, B'laylaz Etzliyesim, Se Matzimor V'yachlu, as far as that concerned, you can tell me he forfeits the mitzvah because he ate it L'shem Hanah, not L'shem Mitzvah, because Mitzvah is Kavana, but nevertheless, what about the second kiyum that hides behind and lurks in the shadows, namely the kiyum of achilas besar kodshim? According to Beis HaLevi, so he claims, since the mitzvah of achilas besar kodshim is not a chovas gavra ma'isa achila, because then you could say that technically al pidin it's not a ma'isa achila, it's an achila gas. So, but nevertheless, the basar is considered a nechal, and if it's a nechal, then he does obtain that kiyum of basar nechal. Ah, you'll ask me, but mitzvah srichas kavana. So Beis HaLevi says something unbelievable. He says that all mitzvahs can be categorized under two different types. There's one type called a maisa mitzvah. There's another type called a totsah. And the Beis HaLevi says that when the mitzvah is the maisa itself, then mitzvah srichas kavana or ain't srichas kavana. And then there's a debate about it. But if the mitzvah is in the totsah, then kuli amalo pligi that mitzvahs einom tzrichas kavana, because alts everything depends upon the totsah. He gives a beautiful example. The Gemara says at the beginning of Masechet Pesachim and also in Rosh Hashanah, ha'omer sela zu litzdaka bishvil sheyichya bni ha'reiz tzadiko. So the Beis HaLevi asks the obvious question. He's only interested in the health of his son. Why is that l'shem? You know, so he says the mitzvah stock is not the mice in the sina, but rather the totsah. You know, the main thing is that he gets the money, and therefore mitzvah kavan is irrelevant. But this can have tremendous implications. For example, I'm not sure according to Beis Halevi, what would be in the case of tzitzis? I don't know if the mitzvah is the maisel levisha or the mitzvah is being lavish b'tzitzis. And there are kama rayas that the mitzvah is being lavish b'tzitzis. So if that's a mitzvah b'totzah, or for example, Machne Ephraim is very famous for saying that makeh is not a mitzvah maaseh asiyas hamakeh. You can even send a guy, because the ikar is in the totzah. So I wonder if, you know, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of people in Eretz Yisrael who are kind of the mitzvah makeh. Maybe they don't even realize, okay, that might be misasik, but maybe they don't even have kavana for the mitzvah. But I would still say they get the mitzvah because it's a mitzvah in the totzah. This Beis Halevi opens up a whole, shall I say, research project that could be very fascinating in defining the mitzvahs either this way or that way. But in any event, the mitzvah of achilas basar kadshim, in the case of the Bailim Yisraelim, for Korban Shlomim, and for that matter for Korban Pesach that we're discussing, is not in the Maisa, but in the Totzah, Sheye Achel. And therefore, the Gemara in Horios would have to admit that as far as that cube of achilas basar kadshim, in a general sense, even though he ate it l'shem hanah, he would have been mekayim that mitzvah, obtained that kiyum. The only discussion is about v'yachlos es habos of alayla hazeh. That's a separate mitzvah chil in Korban Pesach. That's a chovas gavra, requires a kezayis, and it requires kavana according to the Madiyom and mitzvah svichus kavana. I was very excited about this piece of the Beis Halevi.
If there's a mitzvah, that there's a mitzvah in the totzah, do you get a mitzvah for a kiyum also?
Yeah.
So
every
that there would be two components, meaning even if the ikar mitzvah is the totzah, you would still get a mitzvah if you were...
If the kavanah would enhance his mitzvah, is that what you mean?
Yeah, but I'm trying to...
The Tosefes kiyum.
Right, meaning...
Right. But the basic kiyum he would obtain, even if he was shalom, l'shem, kavanah, all he's interested in is saving his child.
No, if the ikar mitzvah is the totzah, do you still get something for the maisa mitzvah?
Yeah, for sure.
Kiyum for
sure.
Mitzvah
for sure. Mitzvah bo yosef v'guf, yosef v'mishlucha would apply, even in the case of mitzvah sheyi b'totzah. Because the physical effort in implementing the Maisa mitzvahs itself enhances the mitzvah.
So that's what Tosfot is essentially saying then, with the kezayis. Why it's there's still more of an inyan to eat a kezayis than not to eat a kezayis. Even though it's ye'achel, there still is an inyan to eat the kezayis.
Right.
You do get the kiyum.
Meaning that even if the mitzvah is in the totzah, right, she'achel, but still by eating it, and the more I eat, the better I have it.
Just the more you eat, the better you have it. You're mekayim a kiyum of when you do the maisa mitzvah. The maisa is a kezayis. You need the maisa to be a kezayis.
Right.
The totzah is that it just has to be eaten. So if you don't have a kezayis, you're mekayim the totzah. But it's better to have a kezayis because then you're also mekayim
the maisa. Kind of the maisa mitzvah. That could be. I'm going to take it a slightly different way, but yeah, I think what I'm going to say is very similar to what you want to say. Yeah, I was just thinking out loud. I'm sorry, I'm going off on a tangent here, but the Gaon Mivilna is famous for saying that if you don't give kimcha de pischa, then you're not yotzi your mitzvah of matzah, at least not completely, because it says matzah siyachel. In other words, it's not enough that I eat the matzah. I have to make sure that you eat the matzah. And that's a separate din in matzah. There's a general halacha of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh Arvus, but here, it's built into the mitzvah itself. This was the Gaon. I think I once mentioned to you, I don't know if you heard it or not, that my father used to always say the name of his grandfather, his maternal grandfather, that when it comes to Kimcha de Pischa, he used to say, his name was Rav Yitzchak Sorkin, he used to say, or the megipt, or the menept. You have two choices. Either you're on the giving end or you're on the receiving end. There's no parfa, you know, twilight zone here in the middle. So I'm just thinking, according to God, I'm thinking out loud, that the mitzvah matzah of Ye'achel, what would be if he didn't have kavana for that mitzvah? In other words, most people, when they give matzah to someone else who's in need of matzah, they think of, you know, helping out a person and having compassion, But the last thing in the world that they think of is the mitzvah matzah. But maybe we could say Kodim Salemi, even the mitzvah matzah, they could, because it's a yeochel. You know, even a matzah is a din of yeochel. And maybe that would explain the very strange Nitziv Mivalojin, who says that if you look carefully in the Rambam writes in Perek Vav or Zion in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Rambam says, Kevan Shaochel Kizayis Min Amatzah Yotza. And the Nitziv was very confused about the Rambam. He says, well, why the Rambam says, Kevan Shaochel Kizayis Yotza? The Rambam should have said, Chayev Lechel Kizayis. So the Nitziv comes up with a wild idea that on Leil Tesvav, if you eat beyond the Kizayis, you're also Yotza in Mitzvah. You know, the Gaon is famous for saying there's a mitzvah called Shiva, but that's something totally different. That's based on Shiva Siyom and Matzah Siyokha. But as far as Leil HaPesach is concerned, what point is it to eat more than a Kizayis? Halavai should get the Kizayis down, right? I'm going to give a tshuva josh, a Shabbos HaGol josh. I'm going to talk about, you know, how to eat matzah and survive. According to the Tziv, it's going to be hard to survive because, you know, you constantly want to expand your kiyum. But maybe according to the Tzim, there are two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah of a Maisa Achila, by Erev Tochlu Matzahs, and then a mitzvah of Yeochel, which goes even beyond the Kizakis. Okay, anyway. Getting back to the Beis HaLevi's Raya from a Sugya Menachas. The fascinating Mishnah in Masechta Menachas. About two possible, I mean, there are many possible scenarios, but we're going to focus on two scenarios of Yom Kippur. One is Yom Kippur falls on a Friday, the other is Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. Okay. So it comes out like this. There's a Karban Musaf, which is called a Sa'ir, that's brought on Yom Kippur, and it's otherwise known as the Chatos HaChitzoni. And although the sugya is in Menachos, but you really have to learn Yuma in order to know all the different karbonos and the nuances of differences between them. In any event, let's assume that the karbon is nechal ba'erev. Why is that? Because since on this particular Friday, the Torah says that we have to fast, right? Called nefesh shel lo se'una. So therefore, the Kohen can't eat from this chatos, which is fine, because a chatos could be nechal yom echad v'laylach. So he'll prepare. He can prepare the basar chatos on Yom Shishi, and he'll eat it on Friday night. And everything is fine because the chatos is nechal laila, correct? Okay. Now, what happens in the case where he didn't prepare the basar chatos on that Friday? Do we have Gemara Menachos here? Since John, you've been so great. Yeah. It's probably the same volume as Zochin, but yeah. Okay. Great. Okay. This is a very famous Gemara here, by the way. You know the famous Chakira, whether or not the Mitzvah Talmud Torah is 24/7, or it's only to set up certain time periods, you know. So that's actually this sugya here in Menachos. The Gisa Voyom Valayah. The Gemara offers two different ways of understanding the Gisa Voyom Valayah. That's over here. So the Gemara says the following. Let's say he did not prepare the basar on that Friday. And the reason for that is because since there's an Isra Achila, so there's an Isra Bishal as well. In other words, the Achasha Yochel Chol Nefesh that applies to a regular Yontif doesn't apply on Yom Kippur. Let's assume. Again, that's a complicated business, but let's assume. Oh, So now, Friday night is when he has to eat the Basar Chatos, correct? And
if, Shalom. Shalom Rav. Mitpaledim Mincha?
Okay.
Biz Shah?
Achat Vareva.
Od Me'at.
Od Me'at.
Ve'tudah.
Od Chatzi Shah. Chatzi Shah. Okay. So where was it? Oh. So now, if he doesn't cook the basar, then it's going to be raw. And it's Friday night. Because Yom Kippur was on a Friday. So he's caught in the bind because the only way he could eat it is chai. So I don't know if the sushi meat, I don't know if there is such a thing. So the Gemara actually says the following. That the tsnuim, not the tsnuim, the bavliim, and the question is whether the bavliim were tsnuim or they were gluttonous, but anyway, they would eat the basar chai of this particular chatas of Musaf of Yom Kippur, Sayer Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says in Masechta Pesachim that if you eat chalev chai, you're not chai for that, because when you eat meat raw, that's called shalokidarka achilosa. And that's mafkili achila. So the Rishonim want to understand, in the case of a chatos that was brought on Yom Kippur on a Friday, how could the Bavliim eat the meat raw and be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas habasar? It requires to be cooked. And if it's raw, that's not called an achila. So the Beis Halevi claims the following. Mikan raya, that even if you don't fulfill the mitzvah of achila, because achila here in this case would require to be cooked, nevertheless you fulfill a kiyum in the chefta shel karban in the basar itself, that it's a nechal. Do you follow? So we have now three nafkaminas. Let's go over them. Between a mitzvah achila and a mitzvah nechal. Nafkamina number one is whether you have to eat a kezayis. Nafkamina number two, whether the halach of kavana would be likuva. Nafkamina number three, what about basar chai? Even though it's not nachila, because ain't nachila but basar chai, the Gemara says that ochel chelav chai is potur. But nevertheless, as far as the basar is concerned, the basar is a nechal. Now, I don't know if you know this, but Rav Shach, Oliver Shalom from Ponovich, wrote a sefer called the Avia Ezer on the Rambam. And on this Rambam, he mentions the Beis HaLevi. And he says he doesn't understand. He says, how could the Beis HaLevi say that if I eat it raw, it's still a kiyum of nechal? If it's not an achila, because an achila shelo kedarka, in the case of basar chai, is not an achila, then it's not an echal as well. And he says, and if the Beis HaLevi will invoke a proof from the Gemara Yuma about lechem aponim, that each kohen got kipul, which is less than a kezias, so you see that even though as far as achila is concerned, you need a kezias, but nevertheless, says the Beis HaLevi, nechal, you can even have a nechal that's less than a kezias. Says Rav Shach, that has nothing to do with us. Because there is an achila less than a kezias. It's lacking in a shiur, which means in a chashivus. It's not called an achila chashuva. But it is an achila. So if you want to tell me it's a nechal, that's fine. But in the case of chai, of basar chai, that's not considered a nechal at all. You follow the point? I'll go over it one more time, if you don't mind. So again, with regard to pachus mikazayis, you could call it a nechal. Here, if Shach agrees that the Beis Levi is gevaldig proof from the sugyan yuma that there is a kiyum mitzvah of nechal, but if you're talking about chai, that's not achil at all. The Torah doesn't recognize that as an achil, and therefore it's not a nechal. So you could have conditions in the maisa achila that are limited to the Maisa Achila and have no bearing on the Nechal. But at some point or another, if you undermine the status of the Maisa Achila as a Maisa Achila, it is so strange and so, you know, upside down, topsy-turvy, then it's not a Nechal either. Because a Nechal means it was eaten. So in the case of Chatzi Shir, of Chatzi Zayis, it is a Nechal because there is an Achila. Nor of us, the Torah doesn't consider it to be enough Achila to fulfill the mitzvah if that mitzvah is incumbent on the gavra of a maisachila, but it's a maisachila in the sense that it creates a nechal. But at some point, you go too far, and that's where the Rav Shach wants to accuse the Beis Halev of going too far, because if it's raw meat, that's not nachil at all, so it was never even a nechal. It's almost like intravenous feeding, you know, it's not a nechal at all. That's the way the Shach wants to argue against the Beis HaLevi. And the honest truth is that, you know, you can go either way. You know, we once discussed this, you'll remember that we discussed the Gemara about about Chaliva, and that if Cholev is a told of Dash, you know, at what point do you finally make it so unrecognizably similar to Cholev that it's not even a Malacha Drabana? You know, it's not even a Maisa Chaliva, like Gonek, Yonek, and so forth. Okay.
But what are the options, Rabbi? So he's taking away all the options. You can't cook it.
Right.
You can't eat it raw. What are you supposed to do with it? You can't leave it.
So listen carefully. So Rav Shach quotes a Rashash. Rashash lived about 120 years ago, whatever. And the Rashash wants to say that what the Sugya Menachos has in mind when it says that on Friday night after Yom Kippur he'll eat the Basar HaChatos raw is to prevent it from being Nosar. It's not a kiyum at all. And as you say, Gedalia, in this case, in this scenario, you know, wring your hands up for the hermosis, and there's no solution to the problem. But why did the Gemara insist, not the way the Beis HaLevi said it, that it's a kiyum in Nechal, and therefore he ate it raw, but rather it was to be mafkia the Isur Nosar. So Nosar means, again, even this is a chiddush, because the Rashash is saying that although, the way Rav Shach understands the Rashash, although it's not considered neither a maisachila nor a nechal, but it's enough of a nechal, so it's not nosar.
why is it a mitzvah?
So no, she's just avoiding a losar. So I just wanted to point it out.
Why is it a mitzvah say, that Kohen has to eat it, docha de losar say that you can't cook on Shabbos?
Well, no, that's because we never apply ese docha losar se to a chiv misa. That's a Gemara in Yevamos. Right, like your father tells you to cook for you on Shabbos. So the Gemara actually has a hava, you know, that you would cook for your father on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, no. Okay, you have to know the sugya, Yeshav Sosai Tishmoru, blah, blah, blah. Right, so so maybe it's an essay in a lotase Shabbos, because it's also Shivas Yomim Tishmos. And there are a lot of different, I don't remember all the sugyas there, you know, people who learn Yevamos, They start in the Sefer Yevamos, then they get stuck with Sarasota, and then finally at the end of the Zman they get to Daf Hey, Essay Dochalos, and that's where they end the Zman. So if you know any Yeshiva Bachur in Yevamos, ask him if he ever got past Daf Hey, because it's a very profound sugya. But basically the rule is that we don't say Essay Dochalos with regard to Shabbos for any number of reasons, but I think the easiest reason is to say because it's an Isa Misa, it's a Chayv Misa basically. But this is really clever over here. There are three possibilities here of being Mekayim this mitzvah. One is Achila, and that would require that you cook it, but that's out of the question. Then there's the second possibility, which is the Beis HaLevi, and that's called a Nechal, because even though you ate it raw, it's still considered Nechal. Now we're going to dropping down to a third level, which is the, we'll call it Rashash / Avi Ezri, and that is that ain't nothing out of it. There is no mitzvah. There's no way out of it. You cannot be mitzvah. There's no mitzvah chila, no mitzvah nechal. It's just avoiding nosar. And that's all the Gemara had in mind. So if we ever learn the sugya of nosar, please remind me about this Rashash. It's very fascinating. Oh. So now if you'll turn to page 8, we'll take a look at a sugya in Yevamos. Now the sugya Yevamos is talking about a mitzvah incumbent on the Kohen after he finishes his kmitza to actually eat from the mincha. And the Kohen HaMakriv is commanded to eat from the mincha. Now mincha is not chatos v'yosham. The Rambam just finished saying that the mitzvah of achilas Besar Kodshim is only in Chatos V'Yosham. How is the Rambam going to learn the Sugya Yevamos that even Menachos there's a mitzvah of Achila? And I think once again, this Araya to the Beis HaLevi, that although the mitzvah of Achila as a Chov is Gavra to Mais Achila with a Kezayis and the Srichas Kavona and Esei Docholosis and the whole bit, that's only in the case of Chatos V'Yosham. But nevertheless, in Shar Kodshim, there's a mitzvah achila as a nechal, and that's what the Gemara has in mind in the sugya in Yevamos. But now, Rabbosai, let's get back to the tznuin. This is what I was hinting at before. The Gemara in Yuma says that the tznuim were moshchem es yedeim. They didn't want to accept a small piece of the, of what do you call it, the lechem aponim that was as small as a pool. Because they wanted a kezayis. Okay. Now the way the Beis HaLevi says it, that according to the Rambam Shita and Shar Kodshim, other than Chatos V'Yoshev, it's only a mitzvah of Nechal.
There's no problem.
So then why would they be Moshchem es Yedeim? The only kiyum here is the kiyum that it be a Nechal. So if I ate a half a zayis and you ate a half a zayis, all the kohanim gathered together, we have a whole party here with the lechem aponim and gedikt. We finish the mitzvah. So why would it snu in Moshchem es Yedeim?
But that's exactly the pshah. I mean, there's no reason for me to get mine and fight and get this little piece because anyway you're mekayim.
Excellent. Okay, so that's the Magen Avraham here on the bottom of the page. But before we get to the Magen Avraham, I just want to suggest the following, that if you read the Tosfos Yeshanim the way I like to read it, and I'm not sure if my reading is the correct one, he's saying that as far as Achilas Kodshim is concerned, they forfeited the Kiyum of Achilas Kodshim. And obviously, had they received a Kezayis, if there would have been enough to go around, if not for the Me'era after Shimon HaTzadik died, then they would have had a Kiyum HaMitzvah. So what's going on over here? The Tosfos Yeshanim says that even in a kapul they have a kiyum mitzvah. So what are they forfeiting? What mitzvah are they forfeiting by giving up a kezayis and being satisfied with a kapul? So I wanted to suggest the following, that maybe we can fine-tune the Beis HaLevi a little bit. Again, what I'm telling you now is not the Beis HaLevi, but within the framework of the Beis HaLevi, maybe we could say the following. That there are two mitzvahs of Achilas Kodshim. There's one mitzvah of a Chovas Gavra, and that Chovas Gavra requires a Mais Achila, and then there's another Kiyum of a Nechal. And with regard to these two Kiyumim, we have the Tznuim that are coming forth. The Tznuim say, well look, you know what, I would rather get a Kezayis. Why? Because if I get a Kezayis, not only will I partake in the mitzvah of Nechal, but also I'll get a mitzvah of Achila. And if you're only offering me Kippul, so that's a secondary kiyum of Nechal, but I forfeited the kiyum of the Gavra and Achila. So the answer is, and this I'll just summarize it in my own language, I said, Li'ola mitzvah Achilas Kodshim yesh mitzvah la Gavra lechol, kishem sheyesh b'karben Pesach. But here the Rambam makes the following distinction. That if it's kodshei kodshim, then the mitzvah is a primary mitzvah unto itself of Chovas Gavra. But then there's a mitzvah nigreres that applies to other kodshim. And that mitzvah nigreres is a Chovas Gavra, but not a Chovas Gavra of a Maisa Achila, but a Chovas Gavra to see to it that the carbon is a Nechal. You see, the Beis HaLevi goes from one extreme sort of like to the other, where there's no middle ground here. The Beis HaLevi understands that there's a Chovas Gavra and there's a Chovas Cheftza in the carbon itself. With regard to Asham or Chatos, the Rambam limits this mitzvah to Kohanim in these two cases of Kodshi Kodshim, and that's a Chovas Gavra, and that requires. When we fall back to the Shar Kodshim, says the Beis HaLevi, that's already a different kind of a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah of Nechal. What I'm wondering is, if we cannot maintain that a mitzvah of nechal is not just, oh, all I have to do is see to it that the carbon is nechal. I have to jump in there and I have to see to it that the carbon is nechal in a personal way. I have a chovas gavra, but my chovas gavra is not the maisachila, because otherwise what kiyum can the Tos Yishonim grant me in the case of kipula lavan? But my chiyum and my mitzvah is a chovas gavra shehei nechal. And if that's why Chovas Gavra Shei Nechal, the Tznuim were very concerned over here, because although they would see to it that somebody else ate the carbon, but nevertheless they would not fulfill the Chovas Gavra. So why were they so hesitant? At least let them fulfill that Chovas Gavra to make it into a Nechal. And again, that would reflect back on the sugya Yevamos that we started with today, and that is that basically in Menachos there's a mitzvah on the Kohen, and that seems to imply that there's a mitzvah on the Kohen as a chovas gavra, but it's only shehei nechal because it's not osham v'chatos according to the Rambam Shita. And in the case of the sugya in Menachos, where Yom HaKippurim coincided with Friday, and the Achila is going to be after Shabbos, so according to Beis HaLevi, that's Nechal, but that's also a Chovas Gavra. Again, the Rav Shach doesn't like it, as we said before. But now we get to the Magen Avraham that Rav Gedalia was hinting at. Okay, this is a very interesting discussion. There are many kibudim and mitzvahs that can be fulfilled in the Beis HaKnesses. Should we fight for it? Should I fight for it? Should you fight for it? Let's beat each other up. That does happen, unfortunately. Says the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Darkei Moshe, who in turn quotes one of the Rishonim, the Sefer Aguda, that Altis Kote, there's no need to battle and aggressively try to achieve the mitzvahs of the Beis HaKnesses. And he proves it from Al Gemara and Yuma that it's Tznuim were Moshchim Es Yedehem. So the super commentary on the Magen Avraham is the Machzis HaShekel. He asks the following question. He says, what does the Magen Avraham gain by quoting the Gemara in Yuma? There, the Kohen got less than a Kezias. If he got less than a Kezias, there's no mitzvah. And therefore, if he didn't get any mitzvah, then it's new him, we're most going to see a day. But here, if I could get a portion of the mitzvahs, you know, if I could fight for shlishi or for psicho, I don't know what your favorite thing is, then I get the mitzvah. In the case of the tznuim, they would only get kippul. That's not a mitzvah. Therefore, they were moshe chasidim. But the answer is no. That although as a classical chovas gavra of ma'isachila, they would not get the mitzvah, but they would get the mitzvah that the carbon is a nechal. And the Magen Avraham understood that gaining that mitzvah that the carbon is a nechal is not exclusively your mitzvah. It's a joint effort, and as long as the carbon will be a nechal, then I don't have to participate in that. The achievement of the kiyum mitzvah is guaranteed by the participation of all the kohanim together. And the Magen Avraham wants to assume apparently that in mitzvahs beis haknesses there's no chiyuv on me or on you to go ahead and get those mitzvahs, but rather mitzvahs that the Beis HaKnesses should have the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And therefore, if he doesn't get a Kezias, there will be a Kiyum HaMitzvah, correct? And my Chovas Gavra I could fulfill by making sure that mitzvah, again, even the Tznuim would have to make sure that the Lechem HaPonim would be eaten. You know, they can't just go home and go to sleep for the night. You know, they have to make sure it's eaten. I have to make sure that the Beis HaKnesses will fulfill all its mitzvahs, but I don't have to fight for those mitzvahs because all I'm obligated to do is to see to it that the mitzvah is fulfilled. And that's what the Magen Avraham wanted from the Gemara of the Tznuim in Lechem HaPonim, that the Tznuim said, all I have to do here is supervise and guarantee that the Lechem HaPonim is a nechal. I don't have to actually eat my kippul alavon. And therefore, in the case of Beis HaKnesses, the same thing should apply.
Yeah, but wouldn't it have made more sense then, if all this is correct, that everybody should have been Moshe Yedehem and had a Toranut where a couple of Kohanim do get the Kezayit?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to answer your question. Why they didn't set up a Torahnut?
Yeah. I'm also mekayin the concept of making sure that it's nechal.
Right.
I'm also giving somebody a chiyuv, a mitzvah. Of,
right. Right. But again, you know, mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho, even though I could guarantee that the mitzvah is mekuyim, but I would like to get that extra key of implementing the mitzvah.
But that's exactly it. If it's yeachel, then there's no inyan of mitzvah by tami pishtucha. But the fact that I am allowed to eat,
but this comes back to our other discussion.
I'm a kind with my hand. That mitzvah.
Well, maybe this comes back to our other discussion that there is a ma'aseh mitzvah as well. Now, the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva in Aruch Chaim Siman Lamed Tes, and in which he says that there are two chiyuvim. There's one chiyuv called Achilas Kezayis. It's on the top, page 9. And then there's a chiyuv that the korban should be nechal. But here's where the Chassam Sofer says something a little different than the Beis HaLevi. Says the Chassam Sofer, who's obligated, respectively, in these two chiyuv? And here's the difference. As far as the chiyuv achila is concerned, as a chovas gavra, all we need is that one kohen and the whole group should eat a kezayis. Once that happens, the chovas gavra and my achila is fulfilled. Now our fallback position is the second chiyuv of sheheh korban nechal, and here we don't need a particular kohen, and we don't need a kezayis. And according to the Chassam Sofer, it comes out very beautiful in the Sugya Yumo, which is referring to Lechem Aponim. He wants to apply, there's a principle in Kodshim, that Kohen Gadol Mekabel Chelik Barosh. That means it's the option of the Kohen Gadol always to get first dibs. You know, he can decide. He doesn't have to, but he can decide. Therefore, the Chassam Sofer wants to suggest that the whole sugya about the tznuim and the kapul, that was after they gave the Kohen Gadol a kezayis. I mean, it's a sharp shot. I don't know if it fits into the sugya, but that's up to you. But he wants to say that they already fulfilled the chiyuv maisa achila and the chovas gavra achila when the Kohen Gadol ate a kezayis worth. Now there's another chiyuv of a fallback position to see to it that the lechem upon him is a nechal. Okay.
That answers the question that I just asked also, meaning that they essentially did do that, meaning that they had that whole concept of eating the kezayit, so you can mekayim that both concepts of both the...
Correct, and both the chovas gavra, the maisa achila, and the nech. Now we mentioned the kunshus achron on the Shagas Aryeh. What was in the Shagas Aryeh himself? So he actually raises this whole sugya, this whole chakira that we've been discussing, where there's a mitzvah of achila on the entire korban, or shall we say no? There's only a mitzvah of achila on a kezayis, and with regard to the shar, the balance of the bus. So he says there is no mitzvah of achila. Again, you have to make sure that it's not nosar, but there's no mitzvah of achila. So he wants to prove that the mitzvah achil applies not just to one kezayis, but to the entire korban. And he has a sugya in Zvachim Daf Tzadi Zayin. Now, I prepared a page for you here from Rav Zevin's book on this sugya in Zvachim. Maybe we'll get to it. Maybe we won't, actually. So, you know what? I'll hold on to those pages. If anybody wants to take them, they're right here on the table. So you'll help yourselves, and if not, if it's new on Moshe Yudayim, I'll give it out heavily next time. Okay. Now Rabosai comes out the following. The Gemara in Zvachim has a case of a karbon, I think it was a karbon chatos in that sugya, and it was nivla bo isur. Let's say there was a blia of a chatos psula, which is also to eat, or any other isur. And the case is, we know exactly where the Iser is, and he could prevent himself from eating that makom anivla bo. But the Gemara says that, why does he have to do that? We have a principle called esse dochalosis. In other words, the Gemara assumes that if this part of the chatos has a blias isur, then if I eat that, since I'm a tzuvah in the mitzvah achilas chatos, with the kohen, right, then esse dochalosas. That was the Gemara's kash. So comes along the Shagas Aryeh with a gewaldige question. I don't understand what the Gemara is batting about. The
this is not a case of essay dochalos. The essay could be fulfilled by eating one kizayis from the entire chatos. There's no need to eat that kizayis that was nivla ba isur. And therefore, it's what's called efshel kaim shneim. In other words, we only apply essay dochalosa when it's efshel. The only way I can obtain the essay is by violating the losa. But here I have a whole karma. So you're telling me that there was a blia here in the top part of the karma. So I'll eat the bottom part of the karma. Says the Shagasari, vice does what you see from here, mikan, mochichim, shewat, that the mitzvah of achila can only be fulfilled if you eat the entire karma. And therefore, the Gemara says, if you're going to tell me that there's a piece of the karma that he can't eat, and he's only going to end up eating one kizayis worth, that's not the mitzvah. Therefore, the essay dochalosa should apply even to that piece, that chefta shenivla ba isa. So that's the chakira of the Shagasari, and that's how he's machriya. The Minchas Chinuch jumps on this Shagasari, as he always does. And he says, what's going on? The Gemara says that you can give from the basar kachim to ketanim. And if you're telling me that every part of the basar has to be eaten in a mitzvah of achilas kachim, then a katan is a la bar chiyuva. How could the mitzvah be fulfilled by giving it to a katan? He says the answer is that there's only a mitzvah to eat a kezayis. And after the gadol eats a kezayis, the remainder, the balance of the basar is given to the ketanim. But perhaps according to the way we understood the Shagasariye, there's no kasha on the Shagasariye for the Minchas Chinuch. Why? Because remember we said that the mitzvah is Sheye Achel. If the mitzvah is Achila, then you're talking about an Achila of a Bar Chiyuva. This will be Nafkamina number 4. It all goes back to Joel, your question from before. But if there's no mitzvah unto itself of achila, there's only a mitzvah in the karma that it should be a nechal, then in that case the katan is achila is enough to make it into a nechal. We find all over the place that a katan is capable of a maisa. He doesn't have a chovas gavra, but as far as the totsah is concerned, his totsah is a very meaningful totsah. So therefore in many cases where the mitzvah is a totsah, I can send a katan. I had a few cases in mind, but right now I'm not thinking. It'll probably come to me, hopefully. So that's as far as the Minchas Chinuch is concerned. And that's because, again, it's a din in a nechal. Oh, yeah, I had one example. The Rambam holds that in Ner Chanukah, well, I shouldn't say the Rambam, in Shulchan Aruch there's one day, I don't remember the Rambam right now, that in Hilchas Chanukah, that the Kotel lights the Ner Chanukah on behalf of the Gadol was Yotzi Dechovasa. Right? No, now there are two parts of the mitzvah Ner Chanukah. There's the Maisad Loka and then there's the Chefta Shel Ner, Ner Dolok. So at least as far as the Ner Dolok is concerned, I don't know if you fulfilled the entire mitzvah Ner Chanukah, because I don't know if the Maisa Katan is a Maisa as far as Chovas Maisa is concerned, but as far as the Totsah is concerned, to set up an Ner Dolok, the Katan is able to create an Ner Chanukah. So again, you have to know whether or not in such a case you were Yotze in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, or you're not chayev in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, because he set up, the Kotan set up a Ner Dolok, and therefore your bias is already equipped with a Ner Dolok.
A similar chakira with Neros, if you light it above 20 amos and you have neighbors across the street. So there's definitely somebody who can see it, so you can be mekayim of pursuing nisa, but there may be a problem of actually being mekayim of the hadlaka, so you may not have the kim of hadlaka, yes, of the pursuing nisa.
I would say, offhand, I'm not learning the sugya, that if there is pursuing nisa, then you could be mekayim, then lamala mechof is like lamata mechof. Okay, I see they're bang on us. All right, but mostly, so we'll stop here. I mean, we got pretty close to the end. The last thing I want to do is the Meshech Chachma. But that we can leave for another time. All right.